Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 8th of February 2023. The Bible reading today is 1 John, chapter 1, verses 5 to 10. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. Today's article, titled God's Arms Are Open, was written by Jennifer Benson Schultz. I frowned at my phone and I sighed. Worry wrinkled my brow. A friend and I had had a serious disagreement over issues with our children, and I knew I needed to call her and apologise. I didn't want to do it because our viewpoints were still in conflict, yet I knew I hadn't been kind or humble the last time we discussed the matter. Anticipating the phone call, I wondered, what if she doesn't forgive me? What if she doesn't want to continue our friendship? Just then, lyrics to a song came to mind and took me back to the moment when I confessed my sin in the situation to God. I felt relief because I knew God had forgiven me and released me from all guilt. We can't control how people will respond to us when we try to work out relational problems. As long as we own up to our part, humbly ask for forgiveness and make any changes needed, then we can let God handle the healing. Even if we have to endure the pain of unresolved people problems, peace with him is always possible. God's arms are open, and he is waiting to show us the grace and mercy that we need. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let's pray. Dear God, remind me of your unending grace. Help me to be humble and to commit all my relationships to you. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.